Women have unprecedented access to education, careers, investing, technology, and the freedom to speak their minds. Yet this progress doesn't always translate into the long-term financial outcomes we hope for. Structural barriers and subtle influences can make it feel like we must work twice as hard just to keep up. But maybe it's not about meeting someone else's standard. It's about embracing a different approach and setting your own. Women perspectives on life and money bring unique strengths and advantages, and they shouldn't be compared. Today, we're exploring how and why women move differently when it comes to family, careers, and finances. Welcome to A Woman's Approach to Life and Money. Good day, audience. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of CFile Talks. I am your host, Shanice Taylor, Financial Literacy Coordinator, and today in studio, I have some dynamic women. They are my special guests. I will begin with introducing Ms. Sophia Thurston. She's our VP of Operations and Pensions Department here. Ms. Thurston has a background in accounting. She is also passionate about operations. And in the past, she was also a member of Toastmasters. My next guest is Ms. Tamara Evans. She's a manager of our settlements department, and Tamara has a diverse experience in commercial banking, insurance, and investing. Currently, she serves over our settlements department with supervising our settlements transactions. Tamara is an active member of Rotary and also Toastmasters. And lastly, but not least, we have Miss Tiffany Cartwright. Tiffany has been with CFile for quite a while, and she has a diverse background in investing and also trading. Tiffany is also a member of Rotary. So welcome to the show, ladies. Thank you for being with me today. In light of this month, we're celebrating International Women's Day, and we thought it fit to have a show that deals with life, with money. Yes, with money, women tend to be more modest or more family orientated, but because of factors such as our structural barriers, our systemic designs of how women were once in the home and now they're transitioning into the job world and still have that burden of dealing with the household. We're now here in the 21st century and we now have to find a way to balance, find a way to still keep financial planning as one of our important goals for our family's future and also our personal future. And I introduce you based on your professional roles, but as women, you do so much. You wear so much hats, your mothers, your sisters, your friends, your mentors. And I just want you today to just have a real talk, a real conversation, and hopefully we can inspire our women who are listening and both men to take the limits off of themselves. So we'll go over some misconceptions about women, how we approach life in general and money. So let's begin with our first topic, and that's about women's approach to career. Now, I will read off the myths and you can tell me what are your thoughts. The first thing is, women can argue, but wouldn't negotiate on the job. Women prefer stability over risk and go with the flow. Women don't network as much as men. Your thoughts, ladies.
Well, Shanice, first, thank you for having me here. And I want to say that negotiation is not arrogance. It is stewardship of your value. If you look at where you've come from, all of the skills and education, life experience you have, There's no shame in bringing that to the table to negotiate for benefits.
Yes.
And every benefit you negotiate for doesn't have to be a salary increase or a bonus. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it can be something worthwhile, especially if you're balancing career and family. It can be personal leave, days off for overtime pay, things like that. But that, if you compare yourself to a man, he'll go in bulldozing for what he wants. But it's not expected for us as women to go in and do the same thing, to negotiate for, and it's looked at as if they're asking for something that we don't deserve. And so I think that's a mind game and a mind play that, you know, people use to kind of subdue or to take off the table what you rightfully deserve. But as a woman who knows her worth, you can go in confidently and negotiate for things that will benefit you and also your family.
Yes. Agreed.
Good morning.
Morning.
Women can argue but wouldn't negotiate for anything on the job, I believe, is definitely a myth. And I backed it up with some research. A 2024 study of roughly 1,000 business school graduates found that 54% of women reported negotiating their salary compared to only 44% of men. Research by Berkeley Haas Professor Laura Cray shows the belief that women don't ask for higher pay is not only outdated, but may be hurting pay equity efforts. Professional women now report negotiating their salaries more than men, but they do get turned down more often. And in my experience of interviewing persons for jobs, I find that professional women who know their worth, they will negotiate for their benefits. When I graduated from the College of the Bahamas, I worked 1 year afterward, and my goal really was to study accounting. My mom wanted me to do a degree in teaching, and I didn't want to do that. So during that 1 year while I was working, the company I was working with, I decided to ask for a scholarship. They had never given a scholarship before. The manager I was working with indicated, look, the worst that could happen is they tell you no and you'll be in the same position you are already in. So I asked, and I was given a scholarship. So I had the opportunity to go off and study accounting. And from that year, persons the year after and the year after also got scholarships. So,
trendsetter.
Yes.
I like that. And I'm one to say, ask. The worst they can say is no. Sometimes we don't do it because of fear. Tiffany, I don't know if you have anything to add to that in terms of women basically breaking barriers on the jobs now.
Yeah, I think we have a lot more women in the workplace now. Women tend to be a bit shy sometimes, but I think that women are becoming more bold. And if they have families to support, they're probably going to push for themselves and push for the things that they want. So I think that women, just like Tamara and Sophie said, they're trying to push through and ask for what they want these days.
Yes, I believe that we should. And you mentioned, you ladies both mentioned knowing your worth. You know, why is it that I cannot ask? It may be more a cultural norm that, okay, as women, we're supposed to be more quieter. We're supposed to know our place. And no, we have to go out there. We're working. We're putting in our time. We're skilled. We're intelligent. We should ask. I mean, things that are reasonably going to impact our family and our future, even with flexibility. But I just want to make a note about networking before we move on, that I do find that men have a broader and wider network than women. I still think we're a little bit timid in that area with coming out of our social circles. And sometimes that could limit us in our reach of getting into spaces where we can possibly earn more. Careers lead us to wealth. It's one of the wealth drivers that helps us with our financial planning. And as we talk about financial planning, let's really talk about some of the myths that are there. It is said that women are more concerned about their household. And that might be true. Can we all agree? We are concerned about our household, right? But one of the myths is women overemphasize savings rather than investing. Let's talk about this. Another one is women should prioritize family over financial ambition. Your thoughts, ladies?
I think these assumptions are outdated. So roles in the household are changing, and now some women are actually the breadwinners of the household. Mm-hmm. More and more women are stepping into an active role when it comes to managing the family's finances. And in a lot of households, they're not just involved. They're taking charge of all of the finances completely. And I think the reason for that is a lot of women are more organized. So they're better at remembering the due dates, mm-hmm. staying on top of the bills, making sure that nothing slips through the cracks, whereas a male might not be as organized. You do have some organized males out there, but women tend to be better able to remember all that's going on. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the saving rather than investing, I think women tend to be conservative when it comes to investing risk. But I think we should really think about why that is. Mm-hmm. We'll probably talk about this more later in the podcast, but women tend to earn less mm-hmm. over their lifetime due to a gender pay gap. We also tend to have career interruptions, whether it's taking care of your children or taking care of your family members. Mm-hmm. So this may make them a little bit more cautious. Mm-hmm. They may be less willing to take risk with their finances. But I did read something that said that women that are in investment management tend to be more successful than men because they don't trade as much. Wow. And they think more for the long term. So I think in that way, women are actually good at investing mm-hmm. and they should be seen as stars when it comes to investing, say, a family's portfolio. They'll probably think about the long term, whereas maybe their husband might be watching it all the time and mm-hmm. trading and eating up the portfolio with commissions or something like that. So I think women would think for the long term and be good planners in terms of their investment portfolios.
Okay. I did some research. Mm-hmm. And the first one, women overemphasize savings rather than investing. Mm-hmm. No myth. 1 in 5 women believe investing is only for men. Research has revealed a poll of 2,000 adults found 74% of females are more inclined to save their money rather than attempt an investment. Mm-hmm. But what I found that was interesting was 63% of men would put their spare money into a savings account, but only 1 in 5 putting it in the stock market. Okay. This is an article by Sarah Lumley. So whereas we were focused on women. Mm-hmm. In this situation, women overemphasize savings rather than investing. It's not only women, but it's also men. And so I found that very interesting. And with regard to women should prioritize family over financial ambition, that's a myth. Mm-hmm. Some women choose to prioritize family over financial ambition. Mm-hmm. But today, many women choose both career mm-hmm. and family and have been successful in it. And we have evidence of that right here in this room.
That's a task. Tomorrow.
I agree with the ladies. I would only add that financial ambition and family care are not opposites. Mm-hmm. In order for you to care for your family, you have mm-hmm. to have some kind of financial discipline, stewardship, and ambition, goals for your family. Gone are the days where women sit on the sidelines mm-hmm. and not know where things are pertaining to the household. Mm-hmm. Years ago, decades ago, the males used to be the breadwinners. They kept all of the information and the women just cared for the family. And she may sell her wares and so forth and have income for herself. Mm-hmm. But today's woman, she wants to know where everything is, where the debt may be, where the savings accounts are, where the investment accounts are, and know those balances. So if something happens, she can pick up and run and continue on with the household without missing a beat. Mm-hmm. She's more educated. She has more skill set than the women gone by. And I believe those women pushed the women today mm-hmm. to acquire more education and skills because they didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And they felt so hopeless and dependent upon. But now the tide is shifting. And so becoming more diligent, becoming more aware. And the scary thing is, and then I think about it, if I had not entered into CFAL as a place of employment, mm-hmm. I may not be as educated in the investment world as I am today.
Wow.
And that means that there are a lot of women out there who are not financially literate. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us here at CFAL to make sure information is getting to those women, mm-hmm. so they can become more educated and more willing mm-hmm. to move some of that savings into an investment product.
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you frustrated that you don't have the monies to get the things you need? Well, I have some advice for you. Don't spend every cent of that dollar. Invest in your future and your family's future by saving regularly, even if it's only 1 cent of that dollar. Visit CFAL today or email us at info@cfal.com to see how we can help you create and grow wealth for future generations.
Okay. I have my thoughts on the financial literacy, but I agree with everything all of you said in regards to women and financial planning. I do believe we look more long term and we think about our decisions, and we also want to have something set in place for emergencies. But I like Tamara said that financial ambition and your family care, it's not like they're competing. They should be balanced. And if you're getting financial, if you're after or seeking financial ambition, it's for the benefit of your family. And it's good to know that men think about savings. I would like to see the demographics on those men who thought about savings. But as we go into investing, I want to say that we looked at retirement also, and that is one of the long-term goals considered in financial planning. It could be a part of your investment strategy to have something there for retirement. And the common myths are women are less confident, they're risk-averse, and they're not naturally inclined to invest. We would have basically covered that, as we said before. And women find it difficult to plan for retirement because of uncertainty regarding longevity and interrupted work periods. Ms. Thurston, could you enlighten us on retirement?
Yeah, so this is not a myth. On average, women live about 5 years longer than men. Mm-hmm. So if a man would live until 78, the woman would probably until about 83, 84. Mm-hmm. And since women live longer, they need to save more so that their retirement savings may last. Mm-hmm. If you underestimate this life expectancy, then you will indeed run out of money. We also have increased health costs. Medical expenses in retirement is higher due to longevity and the likelihood of needing long-term care. Mm-hmm. As Tiffany had mentioned, there's interrupted work periods. Women are likely to take time out of the workforce to care for children or their elderly parents, which may cause a shorter career. Mm-hmm. I follow tennis, and I have seen where, you know, a woman would put their career on hold for her family. Mm-hmm. And so this would definitely affect her retirement savings. And then there's the lower lifetime earnings. There are career gaps combined with gender pay. And so overall, women tend to have a lower overall earnings compared to men. Mm-hmm. So as mentioned, from working in pensions, I have come across also a number of career women who have cut their careers short to take care of their children mm-hmm. or their elderly parents. I know one lady in particular, her job offered her retirement up to age 60, but mm-hmm. she decided to take early retirement at 55 to take care of her mother.
Wow.
Fortunately for her, she was in a defined benefit plan. Mm-hmm. And so she had some security in her retirement savings from that.
Wow. We're the ones that take on the load.
We do, because we're considered the nurturers and the caregivers mm-hmm. as our primary roles in the family. And so when we consider that you have small children that you need to attend to, you have competing priorities at work. You know, you can't take a promotion. You can't take certain levels of responsibilities in the workplace because you need to balance your household. Yeah. So that affects your earning potential. As you get older, your body shifts. And so you need to now manage your health mm-hmm. and your mental health, your physical health, and also the children, the husband, and parents, sometimes it's siblings. And like me, I have a special needs son in the house. Mm-hmm. So I have to prioritize his needs as well. Mm-hmm. So when you consider that, you know, you look at one priority over another, mm-hmm. you're going to choose your household. You're going to choose, anytime. You're going to choose those whom beyond the work life you're going to give an account for. So we as women have to balance that. And I think we can help ourselves once we understand, okay, what I earn, I need to be a good steward of, and how can I maximize the return on my investment to complement these gaps in what I'm receiving as a salary or a benefit.
Yes, and a lot of the research talked about unpaid work. I don't think as women we see caring for our children or caring for our aging parents as unpaid work. As you said, we're nurturers. We're the ones that give care. And that's just us. That's how we are different. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that we're not focused on inequality here. We're focused on us just being different. God made us different. Men and women are just different. The way a man may do something is different from how a woman would do it. So, Tiffany, any thoughts on the investing approach?
Well, just to piggyback off of what Tamara and Sophie would have said, I understand why a woman would take time off from the workplace. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. They're very busy body, and it's hard to balance working in the workplace and dealing with your family at home. A lot of people talk about the mental load of being a mother. And when you're balancing all of that, you don't really think about, you don't have time to think about things like investing, budgeting, saving. So it's important that women take the time to become financially literate, to learn about investing, because like the lady said, you're going to live longer than your husband, most likely. And it's something called a longevity trap. So people who need the most retirement security are structurally set up to have the least of it. So we're going to live longer, but we spend more time outside of the workplace. So you have to invest more in yourself and make sure that you're covered when it comes to retirement. So make sure you put in those extra voluntary contributions if you can. Make sure that you're investing outside of your pension plan in terms of other investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, because you will be living for a long time, most likely.
Okay. Well, I believe financial literacy is the start of helping anyone, whether you're male or female, with increasing your basically improving your financial planning and basically achieving your goals. Because as a woman, if you're thinking about the family first, you may have the knowledge, but you know, your situation factors will limit you from doing that. And then we have these myths and misconceptions that we tell women. And I'm glad we're having this conversation, that the younger women that may be listening, they can hear, well, Ms. Thurston asks for a scholarship from her job. We don't hear that often. Or we hear Tamara saying financial ambition is good. It helps you with your family. We hear you saying that, hey, yes, financial literacy is important, but it alone cannot do it. You have to actually apply what you know. And yes, we have challenges, but we have to go beyond those challenges sometimes. And we have to just start with something, even if we just start small. And as we come to the last area, so much we'd want to go over, and it's talking about business, a woman's approach to business and multiple streams of income. And Tamara, I think that you can really help us, give us some guidance on this as a woman who has a family oriented business.
Yeah, it's when you do it as a family, it's fun, but it's also stressful. Just a few years ago, we entered into, because we realized, and this is what I'm appreciative of, in my household, we look at where the strengths and weaknesses are. We determine who has the greatest earning potential in a particular area, and then we rally behind that and we try to push that forward. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it gives us an opportunity to reap benefits from skill sets that we invested in over the years, and then also include the children mm-hmm. in understanding that they should be owners mm-hmm. and not just workers, right? Mm-hmm. Because eventually you want to be able to manage your own time. Mm-hmm. For me, that takes me almost into my latter years. Mm-hmm. But you know you're coming near to retirement. Mm-hmm. You know there's certain things that the family needs and certain shifts that will happen. Mm-hmm. Eventually, having a special needs son, once he's out of school, it happens then. What does my life look like and what does that require? Mm-hmm. So you look at those skill set. You said, we built this amount of skill set over the years. Let's put this into a business and let's try to see if we can get this off the ground to mm-hmm. hopefully in another 3, 4, 5 years, this can be working for us. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of personal sacrifice because you have to use your personal income to get the business going. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time and energy because you're into the wee hours, setting appointments, liaising with people, getting things going. And so you're spending more at the beginning that you're getting in, mm-hmm. but you're praying that it pays off at the end of the day. But we make it a family effort, mm-hmm. and all of the skill set within the family is behind it to see if eventually it can make us a bit more independent in our give us some more financial freedom and care for the needs of the family as a whole mm-hmm. going into the future.
Thank you, Tamara. And we will continue our discussion on our part two of A Woman's Approach to Life and Money. And as we end on this note with talking about business and multiple streams of income, I think that this is what's happening now, the 21st century. We see a lot of younger generations getting into the space of using technology and starting their own businesses.
Content creation.
Yes. So as we close this segment, before you ladies go, and we're going to jump into it in the next section about investing in herself, just two words or a sentence that you would like to leave with the ladies that have been listening. Ms. Urson, I'll start with you.
I would say, following from what Tamara is saying, I believe it's important to leave a legacy. Mm-hmm. And if you can have a family business or something that you can pass on mm-hmm. to your children, that is very important. My mom was a teacher, so mm-hmm. she was vested in education. And so mm-hmm. to her, it was important that we be educated.
Yeah, I just want to encourage all women to be ambitious. Fight for what you want on the job. If you are interested in starting a business, go ahead and do that and just be encouraged.
I would like to say that wealth creation is responsibility. It is not guilt. So don't feel guilty for having financial ambition because it will create freedom for you and your family in the future.
Yeah, so thank you, ladies, for your contribution. Thank you to CFAL for sponsoring the show. Thank you, audience, for tuning in again. If you would like to leave a comment or if you have any questions about the topics that we have upcoming, please visit our social media platforms. Until next time, good day.